Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Radio made it possible for listeners all over the country to hear the best big bands play in premier nightclubs through the magic of radio. This week we have an hour of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers from the Meadowbrook in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, a wonderful supper club that featured big bands in the years before World War II. The second half of this week's show includes a medley of university fight songs you are sure to enjoy. You can dance to these tunes or just enjoy listening. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, first broadcast February 24, 1940 on NBC.
Good afternoon and greetings, everybody. And now comes a full hour with that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, his trombone and his versatile orchestra, with Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Piper. This program, folks, comes to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the New York Compton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Now, today is the first in Tommy Dorsey's new series of Saturday afternoon full-hour programs, and all dedicated to the proposition that every tune deserves its own style. And that's the way Tommy and all of his boys are going to play it. And that calls for plenty of versatility, doesn't it, Tommy?
It does, I guess, if we're going to keep things different for a whole hour. Folks, if you listen with both ears wide open, I think you'll notice that no two arrangements are alike. Each one is tailored to fit the mood of the tune.
Well, what sort of a tune are you in the mood for now, Tommy?
Right now, I'm feeling kind of sentimental, Bill. I'd like to turn back the calendar to 1935 and a little jaunt we took to the various college campuses around the country. So let's start off with a medley of the songs of four of those colleges. First stop, November 2nd, New Haven, Connecticut, Yale College.
And saluting the loyal sons of Eli with Bula Bula. On November 8th, Tommy Dorsey moved on to Eastern Pennsylvania and Lafayette College. Here's the new song for the College on the Hill. And the next night, Tommy moved across the state to the University of Pittsburgh. Hail to Pitt. And the following weekend, Williams College played host for 2 days. The first night, some comedy cut-up turned out all the lights, and all went well from then on to the tune of Yard by Yard, which the Pied Pipers sing for you now.
Come all ye sons of Williams, sing as we march on the field. Cheer till the hills and valleys ring, there's never a thought to yield. We'll back the team through every game, with them in every play. Fling out the purple hail, for once again comes William's Day.
Now that takes care of the alma mater department for the time being, but Tommy will pay his respects to four more colleges at the end of our show.
That's right, Bill. But now I'd like to change the mood and do a swell ballad number entitled A Lover Is Blue.
Is that a sweet arrangement, Tommy?
Not exactly. There's plenty of melody with a good solid rhythm underneath and a touch of swing in the last chorus. The tune is by Jimmy Mundy and Trummy Young and the words by Charlie Carpenter. Frank Sinatra will sing the first chorus.
A Lover Is Blue, arranged by Jimmy Mundy.
Yesterday, we were gay. I was high on a rainbow, but now there's no rainbow. You've gone, and so a lover is blue. Life was sweet, so complete. Now I suddenly waken to find I'm forsaken, alone. And so a lover is blue. Do you still remember our love affair? Does it matter to you what I'll have to go through, or don't you care? Here and there, everywhere, every scene just reminds me of something that binds me to you. And so a lover is blue.
Written and arranged by Cy Oliver and Trummy Young. We recorded it, and I hear it's getting a heavy workout in all the fraternity and sorority houses throughout the country.
Well, just how would you describe the tune, Tommy?
Well, it's sort of an easy glide thing, Bill. It's just a repetition of the same phrase over and over again, and it mainly features Babe Russin on his tenor saxophone. That's how come it's titled Easy Does It.
Easy.
Thank you.
Tommy, confidentially, tell me the truth, won't you? Where would any band rather play than any place else?
Well, that's easy, Bill. A sorority house. Do you have any good ones in mind?
Do I? Well, say, I've got a list of four here that have the most chapters.
I know, but how about the members?
Oh, got that, too. For instance, Chi Omega has 93 chapters and over 26,000 members.
Say, that's well.
And Delta has over 27,000.
That's terrific.
And Kappa Kappa Gamma has more than 29,000.
Well, that's colossal.
Colossal. Listen to this. And Pi Beta Phi has over 32,000.
Wow. Just imagine all those beautiful girls.
Imagine them already.
Bill, that calls for a little serenading. Boys, what are we waiting for?
Let's go. To the very lovely lasses of Chi Omega, the loyalty song. Of Delta, 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 the emblem song.
Oh, dear to our hearts is the name of Tri-Delta, and true to its motto will ever be found. Her stars with their radiance illumine our pathway, inspiring our hearts with an undying love. Oh, noble Tri-Delta, oh, honored Tri-Delta, oh, most noble Delta that we love so well.
And to the beautiful bells of Pi Beta Phi, the Pi Phi girl. Lastly, to the campus queens of Kappa Kappa Gamma, the Kappa sweetheart. Fraternity medley. But right now, we're going to switch from the grown-up boys and girls to Babes in Toyland. And that's the name of the show from which we take Victor Herbert's March of the Toys. Isn't this one of your swing classics, Tommy?
In a way, Bill, yes. But it's quite a bit different from some of our other swing classics like Melody and F. You see, in this, we're trying to create a musical picture of the marching toys.
Well, that's just what Victor Herbert's original orchestration tried to do.
That's right, Bill. But I think you'll all agree we do it a bit differently. Dean Kincaid did our arrangement, and although the same impression is there, It's done in straight 4/4 tempo with swing accents. That's for our type of band, a dance combination. Listen for the trumpets.
All right, let's go. And here they come, the March of the Toys. Song that's been brought up to date from the days of long ago when titles were long and really went into detail. It's that one titled, What Can I Say, Dear, After I Say I'm Sorry?
And Bill, if I don't miss my guess, it'll have a run as long as its title. Cy Oliver arranged it for both the band and our quartet, the Pied Pipers. It's a light, easy swing number with Johnny Mintz clarinet and Babe Russell's tenor sax. You see, I got mixed up there because Ward Soloway's wife just had a baby the other day.
Uh-huh.
So that got me all crossed up there. Features Babe Russell's tenor sax in the first chorus. Then the Pied Pipers sort of take over.
And the Pied Pipers, folks, are three men and a girl, and the girl, Joe Stafford.
Thank you. a solid sender, and if I didn't care, I'd be laughing. I would be feeling like a do-do-do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Babe, I'm confessing I love you, and I'm sorry, sorry I shamed you.
I know that I made you cry,
and I am so sorry, dear. Won't you forgive me? Forgive me. Oh, what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
And now, folks, we're going to put a big exclamation mark to the completion of this first half of Tommy Dorsey's Hour program. So make way, folks, for a real killer diller.
Bill, this is the sort of tune musicians like to play because the interesting chord changes lend themselves to improvising.
And that tune is that familiar piece of musical madness, I Know That You Know.
Well, it features Babe... I want to get in this little plug for Babe Russin here, Bill. It features Babe Russin, and this time I got it right.
Okay.
On his tenor saxophone, Johnny Mintz, on his clarinet, and some flashy... ensemble work by the whole aggregation. Here we go, boys. I got one, two, go.
Program played for you by that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra is coming to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, New Jersey's popular rendezvous for diners, dancers, and lovers of America's finest dance music. The Meadowbrook is located on Route 23, the New York Pompton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And now we pause briefly for station identification.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Our big band remote broadcast from New Jersey continues with lots of hit songs of the big band era. Joe Stafford was one of the biggest stars of the big band era, and she began her singing career with classical training. She married arranger and band leader Paul Weston. Later in life, they created a comedy act called Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, in which they mangled popular songs in exquisitely comic ways. Joe Stafford won a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album in 1961 with Jonathan and Darlene Edwards in Paris. Next, you'll hear Frank Sinatra performing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. First broadcast February 24th, 1940 on NBC.
And now here we are, folks, back again with the second half of this full hour with that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey. And this program, you know, demonstrates the amazing versatility of Tommy Dorsey's playing. And we try to point out to you as we go along just how each number is played differently from every other one. Is that right, Tommy?
Right, Bill. Now we're going to give a demonstration of that with a medley of three tunes that we found were most played this week. The research department has been scratching its head and now reports that these three tunes are Do I Love You, Careless, and Say CC. They're the hit songs of today and the memory songs of tomorrow. Now, as we swing into this medley of current favorites, Bill, you sing out the credits. We'll begin with Do I Love You.
Okay, and this will feature Tommy's trombone. Frank Sinatra is heard in Careless, second most played tune of the week.
Careless, now that you've got me loving you. You're careless, careless in everything you do. You break appointments and think that you're smart. If you're not careful, you'll break my heart. Careless, now that my bridges all are burned. You're careless, careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you as careless as you seem to be? Just careless for me.
And the week's third place tune is Say CC, and Joe Stafford will sing for you.
It's been, they say, CC. In France you'll hear wee wee. Every little Dutch girl says, ya ya. Listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say, see, see?
And now, folks, comes a song with a little story behind its title. The song is Loses Weepers. It was written and arranged for Tommy Dorsey by Cy Oliver. Tommy, you recently recorded that, didn't you?
Yes, Bill, we recorded it just a short while ago. And the story on the title is that the tune is made up of a lot of little musical phrases or riffs that have been kicking around for a long time waiting for somebody to put them together. Cy Oliver did it. He yelled, Finders Keepers, and the result was Losers Weepers. In this number, we feature Babe Russin once more, a tenor saxophone, Lee Costello with a solid trumpet, Gene Traxler with some very fine bass work, and, of course, Buddy Rich sets it off in the last chorus with some jumpin' jive drumming. Losers, weepers.
Thank you. drums there, folks, is executed by Buddy Rich. And now I see Frank Sinatra is making his way up to this here microphone, so that must mean a ballad number with Frank doing the vocal.
Yes, Bill, it's a swell, sweet arrangement by Axel Stordahl of I've Got My Eyes on You. And we ask you to particularly notice the fine phrasing of our first trumpet player, Zeke Zarchi, in the last chorus. Of course, the first chorus will be played by yours truly here on the old slap horn. And Frank Sinatra will do the vocal chorus.
All right, Frank, come on in, and we've all got our ears on you.
Checking on all you do from A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me.
Earlier in our program, we paid a sentimental tribute to...
A very sentimental tribute.
Sentimental indeed, Tommy, to the beautiful sisters of our four biggest sororities. So now, folks, we're going to turn to the four biggest fraternities. How about some statistics?
Well, first of all, I got a beef, Bill. I got a little beef here. You talked about all the beautiful girls in the sororities, and here I got to talk about a lot of fellas, and that's not fair. I'm going to see...
Well,
that
you see, I'm the announcer here.
Well, we're going to do something about that next week, you can be sure of that. Well, here they are anyway. Sigma Alpha Epsilon, 112 chapters. Kappa Sigma... 110 chapters. Lambda Chi Alpha, 107 chapters. Phi Delta Theta, 106 chapters. So much for the reading matter. Here's a medley of the songs of those four fraternities. Bill, give out with the credits.
Okay. And dear to the hearts of every SAE, Violets, featuring the five saxophones.
Thank you.
Kappa Sigma woos its women with Kappa Sigma Sweetheart. And Tommy helps the calls along with that golden voice trombone. Song of Lambda Chi, featuring the three muted trumpets. Songs we love, and the Pied Pipers supply the vocal.
Come, brothers, let us all unite. Of Phi Delta singing, we'll shout the chorus out tonight. Happy voices ringing, we'll sing the songs we love so dear. Of common weal and brothers' cheer, and laud the name we all revere. Of Phi Delta Theta.
And now, folks, I'm sure you all know Tommy's terrific playing of Marie. It's the most popular of all of his records and the favorite of colleges, fraternities, and sororities. Well, his next tune will be in that same Marie style, but the number is East of the Sun from the Princeton Triangle Show of 1935. And this arrangement and special background lyrics are written by Cy Oliver. Well, what about this one, Tommy?
Well, Bill, you'll find a little Harlemese incorporated in the vocal by Frank Sinatra, and a light seasoning of Uptown Jive in the trumpet solo of Lee Castaldo.
All right, we'll be looking for it.
We'll mix the square
forever and a day.
So long, so long.
Love will not die.
We're together forever.
We'll keep it that way.
Forever.
Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of light to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Father, you night, kiss me and hold tight forever.
East of the sun and west of the moon.
Well, all right then. Take it.
Remember, Tommy was saying that the hits of today are the memory songs of tomorrow. Well, now he's going to try and prove that in reverse by playing the hit songs of yesterday. I'm sure you'll admit they are the memory songs of today. So what'll it be, Tommy?
First, Melancholy Baby. Second, Time on My Hands. Third, I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
Melancholy Baby, featuring Frank Sinatra as the vocalist.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be rude. All your fears are foolish fancies. Maybe you know, honey, I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Just you wait until that sun shines. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
And now Tommy Dorsey takes that golden-throated trombone and gives us a solo for Time on My Hands. Joe Stafford steps up to the microphone to sing I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and we must add, who could ask for anything more?
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always planned for. Gee, but I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
And now we come to that second American College medley we promised you a time ago. Remember Tommy was telling about his first jaunt he took around the country visiting college campuses? That was in 1935, wasn't it, Tommy?
Yes, Bill, and the fifth stop was November 22nd at Princeton University.
So now we give three cheers for Old Nassau with their great football song. November 27th, 1935. Tommy Dorsey moving on to St. Joseph College in Philadelphia. And the tune that calls for is Fight On Crimson and Gray. On November 29, Tommy Dorsey storming the stronghold of the nation's medicals, Johns Hopkins University, where the song prescription reads, On the Line, and the Pied Pipers sing for you.
On the line, on the side of the line, we're yelling for the leaven in the rain and the shine. When the leaven's in the rain, we're yelling all the time when we're out on the side of the line. For we are the glory and the halo too, the pride of the women and the JHU. The pride of the women and the JHU combined in one big hullabaloo. On the line, on the side of the line, we're yelling for the leaven in the rain and the shine. When the leaven's in the rain, we're yelling all the time when we're out on the side of the line.
And then for the next 2 days, Tommy moved in on Kate Kaiser's old stamping ground, the University of North Carolina. Greetings, students. How'd y'all like to hear Hark the Sound? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company hopes that you've enjoyed this full hour with dance music by Tommy Dorsey, his trombone and his orchestra, and has come to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the New York Plumpton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Tommy will be on the air several times during the week, and then again next Saturday at the same time, we'll present another of these full-hour programs demonstrating the amazing versatility that has made Tommy Dorsey one of the favorite all-around bands in the whole United States. So be sure to tune in, won't you? Bill Abernathy speaking. Today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.